Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Let's see, after my long nap yesterday, that makes today Wednesday. So, yeah, this will be the Wednesday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Now, anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. The blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So sure enough, there was one that popped up there actually quite early this morning because I was up very early. So swing on over there and check it out. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. It'll take you over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could give that a like while you're over there, oh, that would be cool. And, hey, what the heck, you went all the way over there, you might give it a like. Don't forget we have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, you can find Dan and I on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with three E's.
All right, Dan. Well, you did it to me, so I don't know what I'm going to do now, but the first two regular season series for all 30 Major League Baseball teams has been canceled. So my baseball season is basically over before it even got started. So that's very disappointing for me. I'm so aggravated that they did this and these idiots can't work it out. I'm literally beside myself. That's just how upset I was at these morons. I don't know. Make me feel better. Tell me a story. I don't know. Anything?
I heard there's some new indie fed starting that you could possibly become the broadcaster for, right? Or
yeah,
live announcement?
Maybe I can get that. Yeah, so who do I send my tape to for that?
Oh, it's indie, so yeah, you got to have a tape, not a zip drive.
Yeah.
Or flash drive.
Yeah.
You know, it's disappointing. And, I mean, if they're going to drag it out any further than that, then I think I'll take the season off. And, you know, you've already said you're probably not going to watch it, so if you're not going to watch it, why should I bother moving forward this year with the MLB.TV package? Not only that, you know, my wife's getting a couple extra bonuses this year for just extra jobs at her work, and, you know, I guess we'll just save that instead of going to the White Sox games because we're easier to get to, and maybe traveling because we were planning to go to at least one or two cities in the Midwest this year, and part of it's because of family living in other places, but you get the gist. You know, could have made a pit stop somewhere else, but I think I'll just save my money and not make those pit stops. Is that me being selfish?
You know, no, because like myself, I'm actually very interested to be finding some minor league games that I may actually take a ride to this year. You know, as you know, I not that I went into it here, but you know about my job, I may have some free time on my hands. So why not go check out some minor league games?
That's a good shot. For the Iowa Cubs.
You know, I think possibly. Yeah, you know, and I know they got rid of the Kane County Cougars, so I can't go there. But
no, they're still there.
You know,
they're just independent.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just something else. So, but yeah, you know we'll see. I mean, you know, I may take a look at that and see how it goes, and you know, check some of those out. You know, But yeah, I just can't. I can't deal with this. It's just beyond my realm of whatever that these two sides couldn't figure out how to get it together and make it work. I don't know. You know, it just it drives me bad. You know, that's how this and it's still going on.
Yeah, and you know, there was who was it? Now I can't even think. I saw somebody tweeted, one of the players tweeted out there that at the last minute the owners tried to sneak stuff in.
Okay. I mean, what did they try to sneak in? Do we know?
I don't know. It wasn't told because, you know, that's the fun part about these negotiations is we really don't know anything. So all this footage, all these pictures that the beat reporters are taking of Manfred walking back and forth and, you know, player team representatives, players standing outside before they go into blah, blah, blah building. I mean, for all you and I know, they're all going in there, sitting around a big giant lounge and smoking cigars. And, you know, and playing video games, but they wouldn't be playing video games because they're a bunch of rich guys. You know, they're just sitting there smoking cigars and drinking a glass of whiskey. You know, we don't know what they're doing in there. They don't give you any real details on the CBAs until they're published, and which that takes up to 6 months or more. You know, I was bothering Tony Clark. I think he actually knew who I was. He was annoyed by me because I was emailing him like once a week trying to figure out when it's coming out. And, you know, so you just wonder, like, what is actually being negotiated? How is this working? What are they throwing in? But if that's the way you want to go, okay, I could see that as being a valid excuse, except for, was it a week or two ago, when MLB asked for a mediator to step in and the players denied it. So you're worried about them throwing stuff in at the 11th hour, yet the opportunity to bring someone in and outside of baseball to mediate the whole thing, and you denied it. So...
yeah, for whatever reason, they didn't want the mediator. So, you know, I don't, you know, and I mean, I really thought they were close last night, and I was like, okay, when I wake up, I'm gonna have something. There's gonna be something there. And I was just kind of like, okay, cool. You know, there'll be a settlement or they'll be really close to a settlement and they won't have to cancel anything. And I woke up and there was nothing there. I was like, oh, jeez. So, yeah, I was like, okay, great. You know, and then when I read they canceled games, I was like, oh, well, that's it for me. So... like time to move on and find something else to do this summer. You know, maybe I'll actually watch the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, that was actually my first thought, was I guess we'll be covering the NBA playoffs because that should be all summer, right? And then as soon as the playoffs are over with,
yeah,
like two weeks after that is the all the draft talk, and then the G League starts up. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll have the NBA and the NHL playoffs. So we'll have them going on. So we'll be able to talk about those. And, of course, you know, we'll have NASCAR through the summer. So, you know, that'll be something for us to talk about. But, yeah, I just can't do it. I mean, you know, I'll still do our fantasy league because obviously it's too late to – you know, back out on those people who we've played with for years. I'm not going to do that for them. And I'll make sure I change my lineup. I'll do the best I can with staying up to date on it. But just, you know, they're not going to get any of my money. I'm not going to watch any games.
Well, you know, and it makes it even easier for me, though, because since I don't have cable, I can't go out and just watch the White Sox or the Cubs.
So, yeah, I mean, you got it made. Now you don't need cable. Or, like you said, the MLB package. But, I don't know what the deal is with these guys or, you know, so. So. It's just one of those things, you know, I'm to the point now where I don't even know how to describe it. I do find it quite humorous that the media is still blaming everything on the owners.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I actually had to unfollow one of the guys we had on the podcast years ago when we used to have guests before they all went out and started their own podcasts, because he just kept going on about the owners and wouldn't even assess any blame to the players. You know, and I finally asked him, you know, flat out, and he didn't answer me. He just made up another excuse for the owners. I said, do you honestly think the players would have reported without a CBA? So.
No response.
You know, I mean, because that would kind of give the owners autonomy to do basically whatever they wanted, because there would be no agreement. So you don't think the players would have struck? You know, there wouldn't have been a player strike if we wouldn't have had, you know, if they would have just not done anything? Going, oh, well, you know, the owners did this and that. Yeah, well, the owners did this and that because there was no CBA. And like you mentioned, they asked for a mediator to help this out, and the player said no. So, yeah, I can't even make sense of it anymore. I'm just, you know, ready to get this done. See what they do, and yeah, I don't.
Well, and I don't understand why they didn't ramp this up and really get this underway until 2 weeks ago. Yeah, but you know, that's the thing. We're going to sit here and just blame the owners, but it's not like this deadline and all this came out of nowhere. We knew about this in January. We knew about this when the season was over. We knew these discussions had to happen. We knew this had to take place. So, I mean, we're doing it for you younger guys, but while we do it for you, you're just going to be moving back home or asking your mom and dad to help you if you bought a house, pay your mortgage, because you ain't getting anything until we hammer it out. So I think it's pretty crappy on both sides. But I think the players can take a huge blame for stalling everything.
Yeah, if you remember when this started out, the very first meeting, the players came in with their exact same proposal that Major League Baseball didn't agree to while they still had a CBA during the season and had a meeting. I think it was 3 months old or maybe even 6 months old. They made absolutely no changes to it. So they went to a meeting knowing they had an agreement that the owners wouldn't agree to because they had already turned it down. But yet they presented that exact same thing. Then the second meeting, they walked out 15 minutes into the meeting because they didn't like what the owners had proposed. So right there, there were two meetings that the players, you know, the players' union, because it's not players, they, you know, they stalled the negotiations right there. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of blame to put on the player's side, but for whatever reason, again, nobody seems to want to do that, and I don't understand why.
Because there's more players than there are owners.
Yeah, well, you know, and I mean, do you think maybe it's the media doing this because they're afraid they're not going to get interviews when they need that once we finally get back in play? Because you don't interview the owners.
No, you don't. You don't sit down with the owners. You don't request time. See a radio spot.
Right, I mean, you know, yeah.
It's usually
beginning
or end of season.
Yeah, there's no real equivalent in Major League Baseball to Jerry Jones, you know, who has his own radio show in Dallas once a week. And, you know, that stuff's done here by the players. In some cases, the broadcasters, you know, like I know Steve Stone was doing one last year. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to have these guys on and interview them, you know, how are they going to react if you came out against them?
Yeah.
You know, would they they shut you out like I think they would?
Yeah, and I mean, it happens. You've seen, you know, I've seen some, like, quote-unquote blooper reels with players. You know, they'll even say it flat out. You know, the guy's like, why didn't you answer my question? Same question that the guy after me or the woman after me asked. He goes, well, I like him and I don't like you, so...
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny stuff, but
so, yeah,
no one, like
you
said,
kinda wonder,
to speak out against them.
You know, if that kind of goes into it when they're like, oh yeah, okay, you know, here we go. So, oh, and you know, Dan, we did forget we do have March Madness coming up, so we'll be able to talk about that as well. You know, because I know you're a huge college basketball guy now, so we may have to have you fill out your bracket just to see how you do. You'll probably do better than most people, considering you don't follow it. You'll just be like, "Oh, I'll take this team." So,
but I'm influenced already though, because you said college basketball. There's only one name that came to mind, and that was Juwan Howard. So
I thought Loyola
would be Michigan all the way.
Well,
and it would be Michigan.
He may not get in. Yeah, they may not get in. You may have to go a different way. They're a borderline team right now. They have to have a big showing in the Big Ten tournament and, you know, see how that goes for them to get in. So, you know, but, yeah, otherwise, hey, you know, who knows? It could be a good pick, right? You know, you never know how these things are going to go.
No, I mean, you know, we were out at Buffalo Wild Wings a few weeks ago, and I caught Arizona versus Illinois. They both had some two big-ass kids on their team that were just dominant. So, you know, maybe we can you can get me interested in March Madness.
Yeah, well, you know, the first weekend is the best weekend out of the whole thing because you got all the games mm-hmm. going on and, you know, sometimes those weird upsets and, you know, that's easily the best time. After that, it's just kind of like, ah, okay, it's still going on. This isn't over yet.
But, yeah.
I mean, I'll fill out a bracket because, you know, they give you a chance to win money now, but I don't know diddly squat. I don't know who to pick or... you know, who's going to do well. So.
Yeah, well, and to be honest, you know, it's kind of stuck with my weekends. I'm almost done with my home remodel. But, mm-hmm. you know, this weekend it'll be in the living room. So whatever I'm doing on Sunday, I'll actually be able to have the race on and actually see it and hear it. You know, but if my dad's over, he's like, I don't understand it. It's not a lot to understand,
yeah.
But I only got into it because of us doing this, and you know, it's fun to watch. I wish I knew half the things they knew about cars. That'll never change.
Yeah.
But it's still fun to watch. So I was a little disappointed to miss the Daytona, but there's another Daytona, and you know, it's a pretty long season. So my dad, though, he was just a little surprised. And I mean, this one always throws me back. And you know, and I get, you know, just like you said with baseball, football, they're never going to take games away. I think I passed the place. You know, you wonder why they go so far into, you know, going into February or starting in February to open up. It just seems like they always have bad weather in Florida.
Yes. You know, they've been really kind of lucky this year. Like, they didn't have a problem in Daytona. So that was a big plus for them. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they ran into issues before with weather, so.
Well, I mean, I remember finishing up a race on a Monday. Just seemed like that happened a few times, and luckily at my job, you know, just the way I worked, it was kind of quiet at that day, so. I watched the rest of the Daytona while no one was in there watching, you know, really there live.
Yeah, no, you know, I mean, sometimes that works out. It's kind of nice. You just kind of go do your thing, and you're like, oh, okay, cool, thanks. So.
Well, I guess that's the good part, the good story, right, Big Jack? Talking about catching up on NASCAR.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have, you know, the opportunity to watch other things. Who knows? Maybe we'll find something else, you know, to get into. You know, maybe there's an alternative sport out there that we'll find. So, you know, just the way it... Ticket prices are going to go up. You know, it's not going to affect the players. You know, the players are still going to get their money. You know, the owners are still going to get their money. Who pays the price? The fans.
Yeah.
So.
As always.
You know, that's how it works out. You know, you want to go see a game. Well, guess what? It's going to cost you more money. So. You know, there's no real other way to put it. That's just how, you know, the facts of these kind of things happening. In the end, you know, the fans pay.
Mm-hmm. As we'll be paying at the gas pump.
Yeah, same there. Well, I mean, you know, I've already heard the doomsayers with $7 a gallon price tag. It's already over $4 where I live because we've got the fun, you know, county tax. So. But, yeah, no, that's the stuff we deal with. Such is life, right?
Yep.
But, yeah, you know. No, you know, unfortunately, it's what we got to do to get by, and, you know, hey, that it is what it is, and we just kind of move along and keep talking about sports, right, as much the best we can.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I don't, you know, and I know we don't have the Bulls Blackhawks tonight, so. I don't know what there is to watch. It's Wednesday night, so I'm guessing ESPN has a game. Don't they do the NBA on Wednesday night?
Yeah, I think tonight NBA.
I,
you know, the,
yeah,
the hard
I,
part.
I, you know, I can never,
the hard part sometimes for me is with the 6 and the 8 starts, sometimes I wish they can get those West Coast games in like a half hour, hour later. By the time I get everything situated, my kid to bed, go to turn on the TV, the games are over. So, you know, at least with baseball, that's the one thing I loved about baseball. Once my kid gets to sleep, you know, we still have those California games going on. But, you know, and even some of the Midwest games might go past 10 o'clock. And, you know, help us if there's a Red Sox Yankees. You know that thing's going until for 5 hours, so.
Yeah, you're not getting away from that. So that's definitely a 5 hour game, if not more. So you're just kind of like, oh, okay, thank you. I'm you know, I'll watch this. So. I was looking for something, and for the life of me, I can't find it. Why can't I find this? Oh, well. I guess it is what it is, right? I got to stop saying that. I've been saying that too much. I got to come up. Well, we'll have the PGA going on, too. You can start watching that.
Yeah, you know, it's so unfortunately I have to skedaddle, but if you want to talk about golf and wrap up today, I'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, you're running off. Oh, yeah. Wait, tell everybody where you're going.
Gymnastics practice.
Oh. Dan's taking gymnastics, in case you were wondering. All right, well, I will talk to you tomorrow. All right, so yeah, Dan is cruising away, so we will we'll have to find something else to talk about, right? I'm wondering here, I'm looking for trying to set up a FanDuel lineup, and for the life of me, I couldn't find the guys I was looking for. So I think we got it all set now, so we're okay there. And then give me a minute, and I'll look up that NBA schedule we talked about, and see if I was correct and ESPN does have games today, because, you know, I believe the Wednesday night slate belongs to them. The NBA is, you know, bought basically through a bunch of other networks. You know, TNT has it, and then of course you have NBA TV. So, you know, we'll see. And then of course, you know, ESPN will move some games to ABC. I know they're doing that with hockey this Saturday. I was surprised to see it's the Blackhawks, actually. Even as bad as they are, the Blackhawks and the Flyers, but it's kind of a marquee matchup. So, you know, you get two original six teams, and the Blackhawks always do well in television ratings for whatever reason. So we shall see how it goes. But, yeah, let me look. All right. Well, yeah, it is an ESPN night. Let me run down the schedule. We have Charlotte at Cleveland, Indiana at Orlando. The first game on ESPN has New York at Philadelphia, so that's a rematch of a game they showed Sunday. We got Utah at Houston, Miami at Milwaukee. There's a big game for you. Sacramento at New Orleans, Oklahoma City at Denver, and then the second game on ESPN has Portland at Phoenix. So, yeah, we do have a double header night on ESPN. I was actually right about that. I'm a little surprised. Generally, I get clueless when it comes to the NBA, but there you go. I got to write that down. What was it, March 2nd? I got something right about the NBA. Now, there's only four games in the NHL. You can get two of them on the ESPN app and two of them on TNT. We have Buffalo at Toronto. That's on the ESPN app as well as Los Angeles at Dallas. Then the first game on TNT features St. Louis at New York. That's the Rangers. And then the second game has Nashville at Seattle over on TNT. So if you want to watch some NHL, you get two. I guess TNT is pretty national by now. I believe a lot of homes get it. Or maybe you're paying for the ESPN app, and you can check that out. So You know, then I was a little disappointed that Dan had to take off because I wanted to get his thoughts on this Cain Velasquez story. If you remember the name, he's a former UFC heavyweight champion. And I saw that, I believe it was yesterday or it may have been 2 days ago, he got himself arrested in San Jose, California. And he was actually formally charged today with attempted premeditated murder and multiple gun assaults. Oh, excuse me. And this is from an incident, from a shooting on Monday in San Jose. And now they say here, and this is word for word, Velasquez is accused of targeting Harry Eugene Gularte, who is charged with allegedly molesting one of Cain's young relatives. Velasquez faces 10 counts that could carry more than 20 years of jail time if he's convicted. So, yeah, it's pretty serious here. I understand that he wanted to defend his relative, but why would Cain Velasquez need a gun? I mean, he's a former UFC heavyweight champion. You think he would have just whooped the guy's ass. But, yeah, just kind of sad how it played out, and we'll have to see how it goes. But if I remember, I will try to discuss this with Dan tomorrow, but I'm going to go away because you know how I get when I start talking to myself. So we will be back tomorrow. Let's play some music here.
Tomorrow at 4:30, Dan and I are back. We'll see. Hopefully, we get a phone. You know how to do that. While we're going to sports.com, we're going to head over there and make sure you come to the blog. The link will take you to the Facebook page. If you want to give that a like, but don't forget to Twitter feed at Sports Time Radio. That's my Twitter. I'm at Sports Time. That's B-R-K-B-T-I-M-E if you want to do that. If you were able to come back to the live Granite Shortened Edition of the podcast, we do that. I greatly appreciate it. But if you're not here or we're coming by for the second half and we're not here, half of you, or head on over there, you can listen to anytime. All right, have a great evening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.